Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Louisiana, a volunteer coach of a private school is arrested after the discovery of an inappropriate relationship with a student. In Colorado, a man is sentenced to the longest sentence in U.S. history for trafficking 4 women and 2 children. And in Florida, an obnoxious teen Instagram influencer gets arrested after harassing the staff on his father's boat. These stories and more coming at you today, Wednesday, June 12th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
Hey, Cindy Overton.
Hello.
I'm excited to have another episode to record with you.
Me too.
And you're doing a wonderful job.
Hopefully we still have listeners.
Yeah, we definitely do. As a matter of fact, I heard that yesterday we had a record number of downloads.
The lowest.
The lowest.
Yeah, it's a record.
Whatever. Whatever.
They're going to be like, oh my gosh, we need Woody back. No. This is what it's come to.
You are doing a fine job, ma'am. A fine job. And we're just going to jump right into it today. And we're going to start off close to home in Louisiana. Well, it is home, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And Burley, Louisiana, to be more specific, a man who previously volunteered as a coach at a Christian private school in Addis has been arrested for having an inappropriate relationship with a student. Wow. Dennis Clinton Kinnamer, 39, of Burley, was arrested by the Burley Police Department on charges of 1 count of computer-aided solicitation of a minor, 2 counts of indecent behavior with juveniles, and 1 count of molestation of a juvenile or person with physical or mental disability, as well as 2 counts of carnal knowledge of a juvenile. Now, Kinnamer is accused of committing these sexual acts with a 16-year-old girl between January and February of this year. He used email to communicate with the teen. The assistant chief of the Burley Police Department said there were multiple agencies involved, including the Addis Police Department, where the school is located. He said the investigation into Kinnamer is ongoing and he believes more charges could be brought against him. He also added that the Church of Addis is also being investigated. Christian Academy of Louisiana released a statement detailing its cooperation with law enforcement after the arrest of one of their former volunteer coaches. Jeez. According to that statement, the volunteer coach was banned from campus and contact with students after the allegations. I mean, I should hope so.
Right.
And that they are working with police. Children should never be subjected to sexual assault. We're deeply troubled that someone would attempt such horrific things with our students. You know, a lot of these teacher issues, and I know this guy was a volunteer coach, but just in school, it seems like lately we're getting a lot more of these in the last year or so with teacher-student relationships, coach-student relationships.
I remember when it was just like such a hard, like
That one female teacher, when it first came out, she got pregnant with the student's kid. This was many, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
But now, yes, it seems like it's more likely. But did you not say that somebody had like some mental?
Yeah. Well, he has two charges of molestation of a juvenile or a person with a physical or mental disability.
That's a whole other level of
yeah.
sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's a whole other level of sick.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's as low and as disgusting as it gets.
Yeah, it really, I mean, mine too. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the families. I hope he goes away and he doesn't.
It's hard to even find words.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's thank God somebody somewhere must have been paying attention and maybe came across these emails or something and turned them over to police. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it might have been the parents of this young girl, 16-year-old girl, but horrible.
Well, there's a question going around now. Would you rather be in a room with a strange man or a bear? Like they're asking women. I think it's like a TikTok trend or something.
Yeah.
And most women are choosing a bear.
Really?
Yeah. Because and or for their kids, for anyone. Because and it doesn't have to just be a man. I mean, just put them in a stranger. You know, you want your kid to be with a stranger or a bear. And they're choosing a bear.
Choosing the bear. Wow.
It's so scary because you can't look at anyone with pure confidence that they are not going to harm you or your kid.
That's right.
It's just where you're at.
Yeah. Radar's going to be up all the time.
All the time.
Yep.
So scary. Well, let's go to Denver because this is, I guess, kind of a good one because of the sentence, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So
I'm ready for it.
Well, it's not the reason why he got the sentence is horrible, but thank goodness he's getting the sentence. But yeah. A man was ordered to spend nearly 450 years in prison for trafficking multiple women and children and shooting a sex buyer in what is believed to be the longest sentence ever given to a convicted human trafficker in the United States history.
Wow.
Yeah, thank goodness. Denver District Attorney Beth McCann announced on June 6th that a judge sentenced Robert Hawkins to 448 years in prison following his conviction in March of 18. Charges, including five involving human trafficking. The charges are including pimping, sex assault, and exploitation. Prosecutor said Hawkins exploited four women and two children between 2018 and 2021. He reportedly took advantage of his victims' vulnerabilities and was physically violent towards them. Hawkins used threats to keep the victims under his control, and he profited from the sale of their bodies. The investigation into Hawkins began in December 2019. One of his victims reportedly told authorities she met with Hawkins to initially sell drugs to him, and they developed an intimate relationship. Hawkins allegedly convinced the woman to post ads of herself. The victim told officials Hawkins would take her money and claimed she owed him for having a place to stay and supplying drugs, the affidavit said. Hawkins eventually began assaulting her, threatening to kill her, and strangled her on a bed. Hawkins' victims were allegedly required to make a $5,000 quota to gain his trust. One of the victims reportedly described Hawkins as her master.
Oh.
Investigators learned about a 17-year-old victim in October of 2020. Another minor allegedly came forward and said Hawkins began manipulating her when she was 13 years old. Hawkins' girls reportedly had to serve him by doing things like making him meals and making money for him through commercial sex acts. Hawkins also shot a sex buyer in the leg on January 9th, 2019, after he dropped off one of his victims. Authorities said the defendant showed no regard for anybody but himself, taking advantage of six extremely vulnerable victims. And I would say there's probably many more. But I hope that 450 years in prison just gets someone's attention. I don't know. I don't know what's going to get anybody's attention.
What it tells me, though, is they are cracking. Look, they're trafficking down on the trafficking. They're cracking down on this sex trafficking now. And these trafficking of humans, human trafficking in general, it's really got a lot of attention. I know the movie that was released last year that really put a spotlight on human trafficking, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
But they are focused in on that right now. And that sentence tells me they ain't playing. And it may be, of course, no one lives 400 years. And so a lot of it may be conjecture or something just to show, hey, we're cracking down on this. But make no mistake about it. If you're caught human trafficking, you're going to spend the rest of your life in jail.
Yeah.
You got to determine if that's worth it.
It's just, you know, it's sad and it's scary because I always try to reflect on like my life experience or learn from an experience and grow, whatever. And so I hear about what's now, you know, human trafficking, and it's become much more talked about, and it's apparently happening a lot more.
Yeah.
But when I tell you stories about like the previous episode of walking with the key, you know, between my fingers, my daddy taught me that when I was 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 52, almost 53. So many, many years ago. But the only reason why he knew that is because he was in the human trafficking field.
Yeah.
But Border Patrol, you know, people that are smugglers, that was human trafficking before it was called human trafficking. They were bringing in illegal aliens into our country, and they perfected that system. They did the tunnels. They made, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like if we had cracked down on human trafficking when it was just smuggling, you know what I mean? That we potentially wouldn't be where we are right now.
Yeah.
It's so, so scary.
Right.
And people are following people around grocery stores. They're saying, you know what I mean? It's just that they don't care. I just read too many stories disturbing. About it. It's so disturbing.
It is. And it sounds to me like you're saying if they would have been more proactive and less reactive.
Yes.
And now we are in a reactive state where we're playing catch up with these guys.
And there's no playing catch up.
Right.
They're already, because we are being reactive, we're now 20 steps behind them.
Yeah.
Once we shut down one part of the operation, it's just like a drug smuggling. I mean, once you shut down one operation, they've already got another one plan B going.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just,
it's disturbing, and
something needs to be done.
Something needs to be done. And you know, it's a good start in the right direction. Now we 400 something years for this guy. Let's give him all 400 something years.
Exactly.
You know,
put him on ice
or worse.
Wake him up in 450 years and molest him.
That's right. Every day.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to, well, let me ask you this. You ever deal with obnoxious people?
Every single day.
Me too. And well, you know, kids, it seems, have gotten just more and more obnoxious, to be quite honest. Right. Especially in the advent of like Instagram and Facebook and all these things, because you got these 18-year-old kids that are filthy rich.
Yep.
Because, you know, they're popular online and they're making money. And look, I'm all for people making money, but don't let it go to your head. Well, an obnoxious rich kid, he's actually going viral after a video was shared showing police arresting him on his dad's boat after his drunken harassing of a restaurant staff. So have you worked in the restaurant industry?
I actually have not, but I've worked in retail, and I know it's not the same. And similar. I believe every person needs to work in a service industry because you find respect for people.
100%.
Yeah. When you're on the other side, you know what it's like, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so the body cam footage shows police from Florida telling Louis Berrios, who boasts 43,000 followers on the social media platform Instagram, to stop moving a boat that was barreling down a canal. Says, stay right there. You're going to get charged with a felony if you don't stop, an officer can be heard saying. Talk to my dad, he said.
Okay.
Talk to my dad.
Yeah.
That's what he says in the clip. And police insisted he needed to dock the boat or he was going to get arrested. Berrios groaned that the officer had taken him to jail before. I have anxiety because of you. I've been diagnosed with paranoia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Paranoid at 18.
Mm-hmm.
So the officer yells, the officer yells back, nobody cares about your TikTok. Nobody cares. You're a child. Get off the boat. And he says, what TikTok, dude? I'm going to jail. And he later called the officer an MF-er and threatened to spit in his face. And, you know, Woody said many times on this show what happens when you spit in his face. And he's an officer. And it's never a good result.
Never a good result. No.
Never. Well, there's your threat to law enforcement, an officer said, right, informing Berrios that another charge just got added against him. Police were initially called after the staff at Sunset Grill in Marathon, Florida, reported Berrios and his friends were swearing loudly and causing a disturbance by threatening them. The suspects left the area in a boat after they were reported to police. Officers tracked that boat, and the video starts with them running up to the boat and telling Berrios, who was driving, to stop. As an officer stood over Berrios, he said, every single neighbor on this street has called, man. Berrios asked why they had complained, and the officer said the parties, the drinking, the smoking pot, the threatening. Officers immediately grabbed Berrios from the boat, pulled him off. And when they were interviewed by reporters, they said he's been a thorn in our side over the past 2 months. He's a privileged kid. He comes from a privileged family. And the video then cuts to Berrios being handcuffed while sitting on a bench in jail. And he says, my daddy is fucking rich.
Oh my gosh.
He yells at the officer, and the officer just responds with congratulations.
Yeah.
Now, there's one of two things that can come out of this, either, and I hope the first is my suggestion or what actually occurs.
Right.
I hope his dad whips his ass for even mouthing my name,
mm-hmm,
and acting like I'm going to approve of the way you're acting. Either that or his dad does approve, which is even worse.
Well, and I was thinking when you read that, I was thinking if it was me, I would have been, please don't tell my daddy. What can we do to not let my daddy find this out?
Like, yeah.
I mean, I would have never said whatever.
Yeah.
Like he said, I would have been like, let's keep this from my daddy. My daddy's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Whatever you do to me is much less than what my daddy's going to do.
There's no doubt about it.
What has happened?
What a spoiled little brat.
I know.
I mean, he ought to be embarrassed, but to sit there and try to invoke his dad's name into it and like his dad's going to take care of everything. Oh, man.
I hope his dad does not.
I hope his dad ain't one of those. Let me tell you.
Because
that's what you raised, you know.
And obviously his daddy is one of those.
Yeah,
that's the scary thing. Because he's 18. It's not like he's a 3-year-old saying, right, my daddy can, you know. No, he's a grown man.
He's a grown-ass man. He's in big boy jail now.
Hopefully he's learning.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
You want to go to Virginia?
Let's go to Virginia.
All right. So the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office announced that the arrest of a 23-year-old Elise Venable on the night of June 6th. According to deputies, at around 5:45 p.m., New York State Police troopers observed the suspect's vehicle in Steuben County, New York, and a pursuit ensued. Venable reportedly crashed after authorities deployed a tire deflation device. Venable was transported to Strong Memorial Hospital via ambulance for minor injuries. She will be extradited back to Virginia, where she faces three counts of second-degree murder and use of a firearm during the commission of a felony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. On the night of June 4th, deputies with the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office conducted a welfare check at a home on White Street Court, where they found 77-year-old Robert McGuire, 60-year-old Gregory Powell, and 65-year-old Carol Reese, all deceased from upper body trauma. Investigators identified the victim's roommate, Alyssa Venable, as the primary suspect in their deaths. The Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office obtained a warrant for Venable's arrest on three counts of second-degree murder and use of a firearm during the commission of a felony. In an effort to obscure her identity, she shaved her head but was caught in the same vehicle she fled the scene
in. There you go.
Thank God she's stupid.
Yeah, and triple homicide.
That's disgusting.
That's serious stuff. And took off on the run. That was a big trending story yesterday. But thank God she's caught. And, you know, there's spike strips.
Yeah.
They deployed to stop her. Very dangerous. I've talked to a couple cops, and you got to be real careful with those spike strips because you got to get right up to the road,
very precise.
Throw them out there, and as soon as it runs over, you got to pull them back.
Right.
Otherwise, other cars are going to – they've had a lot of cops get, like, hurt. Run over mm-hmm. doing that.
Yeah.
So, shout out to them for catching her
doing
using
it effectively.
Those spike strips. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How about we go back to Florida?
Is there a shark attack?
No shark attacks.
Okay.
We're going to the Orlando area, Mickey World.
Oh.
But we're not going inside Disney.
Okay.
This took place outside of Disney. But we're going to bring you an update of a story that we actually brought you a while back. And I don't know if you remember, Cindy, but we told a story about a Florida woman who had actually left her boyfriend to die by zipping him up in a suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
We've got an update on that. The trial is upcoming.
Good.
So, you know, I don't know if they're going to televise this on Court TV or not, but if they do, be interesting to watch that
mm-hmm.
one. The Florida woman charged with leaving her boyfriend to die after he was zipped into a suitcase in their home will go on trial in October following a hearing on Friday. An October 7th trial date was set during a court hearing for Sarah Boone in state court in Orlando, almost 4 years after her arrest. Boone has pled not guilty to the second-degree murder charge. Boone initially told detectives with the Orange County Sheriff's Office that she and her boyfriend, George Torres, had been playing hide-and-seek in the residence they shared in Winter Park, Florida, when they thought it'd be funny for Torres to get in the suitcase.
Oh my gosh.
Now, they had been drinking, and she decided to go to sleep, thinking that Torres could get out of the suitcase mm-hmm. on his own.
Right.
When she woke up the next morning, she couldn't find Torres, but remembered, oh yeah, he was in the suitcase. So she unzips the suitcase and finds him dead. However, detectives charged Boone with murder after they found videos on her cell phone showing Torres yelling that he couldn't breathe in the suitcase and calling out Boone's name. Yeah, that's what you do when you choke me, Boone responded in one of the videos. Oh, that's what I feel like when you cheat on me, she said. An autopsy report said that Torres had scratches on his back and neck and contusions on his shoulder, skull, and forehead from blunt force trauma, as well as a cut near his lip. Since her arrest, Boone has gone through several attorneys, which contributed to the delay in her trial, but she is finally facing it on October 7th.
What does it say when you go through several attorneys?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Probably some sort of issue.
Yeah. There. There's not much of a defense.
Yeah.
You know?
And you've got some video of you basically saying, this is what happens when you cheat on me.
Oh, my gosh.
And when you choke me.
I want to know how small this man is, because I can promise you,
I'm telling you,
Jim Chapman and Woody Overton.
We ain't fitting in those suitcases.
No. It would have to be like a Louis Vuitton trunk or something. You know, the travel trunk that you used to travel with back in the day.
Like, yes.
I mean, stick it on the back of a stagecoach.
Yeah,
you know,
like, yeah, yeah. Put it on the Titanic.
Right, exactly. That would be, I mean, how, but.
He had to be a little bitty horse jockey or something. Yeah, just I mean, very had small.
Ben, but yeah. It looks like she's going to, you know, rot in jail where she should.
Where she should.
Yeah.
That's right.
So in California, a rideshare driver shot a naked man.
A naked man.
A naked man. Police allege was attacking a woman before calling authorities to report the shooting.
Oh.
So the wounded man, who police consider a suspect in the alleged assault, was shot in Stanton, California on June 2nd, the Orange County Sheriff's Department said in a statement. Authorities believe the rideshare driver was dropping off a customer at the location where he witnessed an alleged attack, per the statement. Investigators spoke with the driver after they arrived at the scene and later released him. The assault suspect, 20 years old, was naked during the incident, and the alleged victim was a 60-year-old woman.
Oh, wow.
ABC7 reports, citing the sheriff's department. A local resident who witnessed the incident told the outlet that the suspect was allegedly beating the woman.
Oh, my God. 60-year-old woman.
60-year-old woman. Like on top of her beating the woman, said the witness, identified only as Luis, who added, I saw him pounding on the car, but he was completely nude. The woman was treated for her injuries at the scene, per the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office says they are investigating whether the suspect was under the influence of drugs or has a mental illness. While the sheriff's office did not release the name of the rideshare company the man was driving for, Uber told the outlet in a statement that the details of the incident were frightening and the company is standing ready to cooperate with law enforcement in the investigation. The assault suspect was taken to a local hospital where he is in critical condition. The sheriff's office says that he may face charges as the investigation continues.
Wow. And shout out to that rideshare driver who might have saved a life.
I mean, literally.
You know?
I know.
In that situation. There's no telling what would have happened had he not shot that naked man.
I'm just fearful and that because it's in California.
Yeah.
That he's going to get some type of punishment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, do they have, I mean, I'm ignorant to this. Do they have concealed carry there? Like, can he have a gun?
I don't think they have concealed carry there, but I don't know. I don't know yeah. about California.
Like, I just don't want him to face charges for protecting someone. He did the right thing, but.
I don't know, Cindy. I don't know the law in California.
Yeah.
I know that they're kind of notorious for having very laxed laws when it comes to, or very tight laws
very
when
tight
it comes
with
to guns.
Yeah, that's my fear.
So, but hopefully in this scenario, maybe they won't file charges.
Right. Hopefully he has a registered gun. Hopefully he's followed all the protocol. So he is not now having to face charges. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you have a gun illegally and you shoot someone to save them, it doesn't mean that you're not done anything illegal.
That's right.
You know, it's
just, see, this is why we, you know, Joe Rogan has a guy off camera named Jamie, young Jamie, and he can always say, young Jamie, look that up and tell me what the law is in California.
That's a good idea.
We need a young Jamie.
Well, we could get young WL up in
young
here.
Young WL, pull that up for me and let us know what the law is in California. Thank you.
Yeah, we need that. We do. But, or I'll just be.
Great question. Yeah. I'm sure somebody will answer that in the comments.
Woody probably already knows. That's the problem with not having him here.
Well, we are going to bring you a little Mile High segment.
Ooh.
That's right. It's a Mile High crime. And I know I can see the excitement on Cindy's face
so
right
excited.
Now. She is standing with bated breath right now to listen. And actually, you're going to find this story very interesting. I didn't even know this existed. You ever heard of Bark Air? B-A-R-K?
No.
Well, it's a brand new luxury airline designed for dogs.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Think about that. For dogs, not human beings. Your dog wants to fly with Bark Airlines. Now, they have been sued just days after their first flight. Bark Air, which had been operating out of New York's Westchester County Airport, was handed a lawsuit by the county for allegedly violating county law. Westchester County Airport rules state the airport's private jet section can only accommodate jets with 9 passenger seats or fewer. Bark Air uses a Gulfstream Aerospace GV jet, which has 14 passenger seats. Westchester County is seeking an injunction against Bark Air, which would force the airline to leave the airport altogether and move from private jet area and move to a private jet area from the busier passenger terminal. Mm-hmm. Bark Air's White Paw Experience. You can't make this up. White Paw Experience flight flew from Westchester County Airport to Los Angeles Van Nuys Airport. The price for a passenger and a dog amounted to a pricey $6,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The company describes itself as the world's first air travel experience designed specifically for dogs first and their human companions second.
Oh, my.
Last month, Bark's chief of staff, Catherine Enos, said that the airline's first official voyage was a great success. There were a mix of breeds on board, including Chihuahuas, a Golden Retriever, and Dachshunds. Happy to report there was no dog drama. Some dogs played in the aisles while smaller dogs took nice long naps. All of the dogs snacked on Bark cereal treats for dogs, dog-friendly cupcakes, chicken-flavored puppuccinos, puppuccinos, and doggy champagne, which was actually chicken broth.
The
humans on board all got along as well and felt connected in their shared obsession of their dogs. The company currently flies between L.A., New York, and London, England, but is considering adding more cities to its roster. The airline reportedly has its eyes on Paris, Milan, Chicago, Seattle, Florida, and Arizona. No puppy airlines for you?
No bark air.
Wendy might go Bark Air.
I was thinking this is a whole Wendy thing.
Her and Phoebe.
Yeah. I can see with her little weekly Phoebe updates.
Oh, that dog.
But the only way I'm getting on a Gulfstream is if it's mine. And I promise you, it'll just be me.
That's right.
Not having a dog on that.
That's right. Well, that is your Mile High Crime for today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we are going to let you do your last story, and then it's going to be out of here.
Well, this is really, we're going to have to talk a few minutes after this story.
Absolutely.
Because this one is disturbing to me. An Albuquerque police department has arrested an 11-year-old boy accused of taking part in a violent crime spree. APD took the minor into custody after gathering evidence from several witnesses. Detectives were able to identify the juvenile and secure an arrest warrant. Last month, a group of four boys crashed a stolen car into a gas station on Indian School, on Indian School and Juan Tabo. Caught on surveillance video, the kids are seen stealing cigarettes and causing over $15,000 in damages. Police say one victim referred to the group of kids as being part of the Kia Boys, a national criminal group of minors known to target Kias because they are easy to steal. APD says the juvenile was involved in multiple incidents around the city throughout the month of May and one other incident in June. The 11-year-old has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, shooting an occupied dwelling, and possession of a weapon by a minor. You know, back in the day, an 11-year-old was stealing a piece of gum.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? $15,000 like in damages.
The crime is just getting younger and younger with these. Yeah. I mean, you have murders out there that are 11. And I know there were sporadic cases of that throughout history, but
right.
This is like common.
No, yeah. I mean, they have a group, the Kia Boys.
the Kia boys.
Because they steal cars, yeah. But now they have added to the stealing cars to we're going to steal some cigarettes and cost $15,000 in damages. That's just
out of control.
Sad.
Yeah.
It's really scary. And I have a question to ask you because this is really something that I've been thinking about. And you're a man, and so you're a good person to ask this question to. Okay?
I am a man.
You know, the greatest generation, right?
Yes.
Those men were men.
Total.
Didn't talk about their feelings.
Right.
They went to war. They protected our country. They came home. They were professional. They made something out of their lives. They suffered, so much trauma, right, from what they did. They weren't violent.
No.
Right? They were still men.
Vast majority, yes.
It seems, and I'm going to probably get some flack for this, but it seems like the softer we get, the worse people are getting.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I believe that boys should be taught to be men. Like,
right.
Every man needs to learn how to be a hunter-gatherer.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I love our lifestyle so much.
Yeah.
Because it teaches you to live off the land, to respect the land. You get what you give, you know, what you put into something, planting your garden, you nurture it, you get back. And when you grow up in an inner city, you don't have that. Your fight or flight senses, where the hunter-gatherer, turn into just, you don't know, because it's still innate in your brain. You don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
Like, so you just become violent. You see it in the games. Oh, this is what a man does. We're just going to go out and destroy things and kill people and steal.
I agree 100%. And I think there's a big problem with the loss of the family unit in a lot of cases. If you look at the statistics of people that really commit crime at a heavy rate, the vast majority of them do not have a two-parent household.
You're right.
And shout out to these single moms out here that are just making it happen because, maybe the man walked off or maybe he was abusive or whatever, and you're doing the best you can. But the lack of a multi-parental unit, two people in the household, is a contributing factor in a lot of these cases. Now, sometimes, look, I'm the first to say it's better off. My mom was a single mom for many years.
Right.
And so I'm the first to say, if you're in a bad situation, get out of the situation.
Right.
I'm not saying that.
Right.
But I think at least a male role model of some sort for a man is something that is lacking also.
I agree. I don't know.
Yeah. So, but great point and certainly something to ponder for a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
What is the issue? But these kids, I can't, you know, it's, I almost feel like one of my parents, remember when they used to say, you wait here, my age.
Yeah.
But I feel like I sound like them sometimes, but it's true, man, this generation right now, a lot of them have absolutely no respect for life, people, or anything else.
Yeah.
You know, it's disgusting. So.
Right. And then you have some great kids in this generation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too, you know, I mean,
sure.
And so, but it's scary when you see the bad getting so bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, the bad keeps getting worse. It's not getting better.
Agreed. So. 100%. Well, thank you for doing another episode with us.
Thank you for having me.
You did wonderful. And
I did better this time. There's only like 30 booms.
There's no booms. Nobody heard a boom.
You lie. Well, they're not going to hear them.
Tell them. You did wonderful, not one. Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy.
It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.